We all procrastinate sometimes, despite its negative impact on our productivity. The word procrastinate comes from Latin, which means deferred until tomorrow. Is procrastination really a laziness? It's a fear, it's a brain trick, or it's something else? Hi, I'm Kishore Makwana, performance and attitude coach, and in this video, I'm going to tell you what are the five factors behind your procrastination. Let's take a look at the five fears I believe contribute most to the procrastination. So let's begin. Number one, fear of failure. It's a huge factor in procrastination because it includes so many related fears. Fears you will do the job badly. Fear you didn't prepare enough. Fear because you don't know where to start. Fear you don't know enough, and so on. Ultimately, you fear you will mess up the task and look foolish or idiot amongst yours. Maybe you will, but if you let procrastination loaded on you, the proficiency becomes self-fulfilling and you will fail spectacularly. But if you at least try, no one can blame you for not making the effort. You probably won't lose your job for failing your first time out, as long as you're willing to keep trying. Prepare carefully. Do the best you can and deal with the details as they emerge. Number two, fear of success. It is also surprisingly common. The reward for working hard is more work. Are you the reliable one in the office? The one manager counts on to comes in on your days off and fix the mistake others make? If so, you understand the fear of success and the stress that can result. Doing a good job can result in promotion and more money. And it might also result in too much of work. Number three, fear of running out of work. This is a constant fear in workplaces where headcount is shrinking through attrition. If you finish all your work on your plate, will you get more? Or will your role be eliminated? Even in a good economy, if people are twiddling their thumbs because they are out of the work, the common reaction is to reduce the team size and then go through the trouble of rehiring. When the work does come, if this fear powers your procrastination, you can't allow it to continue. Just assume your supervisor will have work for you and ask for projects and increase responsibility. Number four, fear of the unknown. When you are presented with work that's new to you or that's unclear or that you don't know where to start, you may feel reluctant to put your shoulders to wheel and get to work. You may overcome this fear by consulting with someone experienced in that type of work. You may ask a colleague, a co-worker, somebody you know in common. However, this fear of not knowing leads to procrastination. Number five, fear of the task. It arises when you are given something you don't like to do. Either you hate it or you have bad experience in the past. It might be difficult, unpleasant, you're sick of, you feel unqualified for it. It might be anything. Maybe you don't agree with the project, how it runs, what are the tasks, and so on and so forth. This leads to procrastination. The crux of the video is do it anyway. I am willing to bet at least one resonates with you. All are understandable, but you have a choice. You can let your fear control you, or you can square your shoulders and do the work you are paid to do, whether you like it or no. Obviously, living in fear isn't the answer. So find ways to answer or work around the fear you have control over and stop worrying about the ones you don't. Otherwise, you will never stop procrastinating. Thank you for being here.